Creative ideas for improvising. Just random noodling. Listening to songs you already know and analyzing what you like about them and stealing the concepts without stealing the music. Discover how other genres you normally wouldn't listen to. Discover other genres you normally wouldn't listen to and identify elements that you like and incorporate those elements into your style. In other words, alter the rhythm or tempo, etc. Mix genres. For example, Dread Zeppelin playing Led Zeppelin in the style of Elvis. Take your metal lick that you just learned and try to adapt it to reggae or country. Identify techniques or sounds that you like that other instruments use and emulate them on guitar, like tinkling on a piano or a building vocal scream. Alter any new phrases, licks, runs you come up with by playing them backwards, along with other variations of stop and go. Limit yourself to creating new stuff on just a few strings or on certain areas of the neck. Change the above limitation for every bar you play or every two bars. Change your effects or your instrument. Simply by changing the instrument can spark some inspiration, or add effects, take some away, play clean, distorted, turn off your reverb, crank up the reverb, use a delay that doesn't match the tempo, hard gate your effects, change your strings, detune your guitar, use alternate tunings, etc. Continue to learn, study, and apply new concepts within music theory. Take courses, read books, blogs, articles, etc. Create musically sounding practice exercises for a new skill you are learning or want to incorporate. Come up with a few variations of it. Once you use an idea in a song or solo, come up with another variation to replace it for next time. Imagining melodies before you play them. Deciding what phrasing techniques to use. Deciding what pitch range to use. Deciding when to play notes. Deciding for how long each note will sustain. Deciding on whether to use single notes or double stops. Deciding on whether to base your lines around arpeggio shapes or scale shapes. Deciding what guitar effect to use. Pre-bend or regular bending. Wide or narrow vibrato. Slow or fast vibrato. Use of dynamic variety. Use of space and rests. Use of variety in rhythmic density. Consideration of timbre. Deciding on the overall intended emotional impact of the solo. Deciding on the overall intended emotional impact of each phrase. Deciding on length of the solo. Deciding on climax location within the solo. Techniques used to execute climax. Use of rubato in solo. Using principles of chord substitution in note choice. Use ascending or descending scale runs. Using ascending or descending arpeggio runs. Consider how each note is to be articulated. The purpose of a solo within the song. Use motifs to build a solo. How similar or different is the solo melody to the rest of the song? How similar or different is the solo theme to the rest of the song? How does the solo start? How does it end? Which chord tones are favored more than others? How often is consonance or dissonance used? How is tension created and resolved? How much tension occurs, and how often does the resolution occur? Which strings are used to play a particular note? Use of legato. Use of staccato. Use of syncopation. Use of suspended notes. Use of appoggiaturas. How to build solo intensity or reduce solo intensity. How to emphasize or de-emphasize certain notes. Use of repetition and variation. The level of predictability in a solo. How to create original lines that are unusual to guitar. Using unusual scales or arpeggios. Mimicking your vocal creations. How much percussive and muting is involved. Use of natural and artificial harmonics. Change of location of the most important note within a phrase. Making the last note of a phrase sound very interesting using ornaments. Making the last note of a phrase sound very interesting by approaching it with a slide. Making the last note of a phrase sound very interesting by approaching it with a bend. Changing the location of the loudest note within a phrase, or the quietest note within a phrase, or changing the location of the longest note within a phrase. Experimenting with the duration of notes. Using sustain and feedback to emphasize a certain note or achieve a certain sound. Using fast runs to build intensity. Place a large emphasis on deriving melodies from arpeggios or from scales. Using volume swells as an effect to reduce the attack on notes. Use of two-hand tapping to achieve wide interval legato licks. Restricting a phrase or solo to only a very narrow pitch range or to only a very small number of notes. Use of tremolo picking. Use of sweep picking. Use of double stops. Use of hybrid picking to achieve polyphonic melodies. Using single strings to create pedal point licks. And the use of pedal point licks not on single strings. Changing scales partway through a phrase. Bending from a dissonant note to a consonant one. Changing the effect or tone partway through the solo. Gradually increasing the dynamics through the solo. Gradually increasing the intensity through the solo. Use of chromatic pitches and tones. Sing or mentally sing a melody before playing. Begin with a motif or phrase and then create several more similar and or contrasting motifs or phrases. Begin with a motif and color your phrase with it, varying chord tones, tempo, etc. Block out sections of the song / chord progression. Over each section, plan to use specific scales and or arpeggios. Plan the target chord tones and find ways to get them, improvising the in-between notes in real time. Plan what scales to use, but let your ear find the chord tones and phrasing for the target notes. Play with comparative and contrasting passages which focus on ascending versus descending melodies. Play each phrase using only one phrasing element, like all slides, all bends, all pinch harmonics, etc. Play entire solos or phrases only on one string, or two or three. Mirror phrases from one chord to the next. For example, if you're really working the 1-3-5 and major 7 over the one chord, do the same over the 4 chord, or then the 1-3-5 flat 7 over the 5 chord, etc. Play with multiple scales, some of which are outside and at varying degrees of outsideness. Resolve to the same note for multiple chords, even if the resolving note is not a chord tone, or rather is perceived as an extended chord tone. Layer different melodic modalities over the current harmonic mode. For example, over a 1 chord, solo with something that sounds very mixolydian. Over a C chord, solo with a G7 add 11 arpeggio. Make the solo about expressing phrases through different dynamic ranges. Play in different meter than the tune's meter. For example, 7-8 time against 6-8 time. solo with the same, different, or varying rhythmic density compared to the tune's rhythm.